Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
28345.
28345. Thank you. First and last name, please.
Mindy Lynch.
And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
What is what?
What is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
It's 120 Oak Leaf Drive, Hamlet, North Carolina, 28345.
Thank you. Okay, I see here an order was done on January
29th. Actually,
you had the Wi-Fi booster for $7.45 and the warranty for $3.99. How can I assist you?
Right. Why is there a $49.97 charge being deducted from my account?
Because when you place the order back on January 29th, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel, ma'am. Your trial starts on January 29th, and your trial expired on, on January 31st. On February 1st, we billed you for the item that you pay the shipping and handling.
Well, I don't want it because I didn't read or see anything about being charged for anything other than the $7.45. I didn't see anything about a trial basis. I didn't see any of that because the ad that came through my phone, it didn't show anything about that. So how can I get this money?
I understand what you're advising me, but everything is stated to you where you place the order in the terms and policies. The item has already been shipped out. As long as you call in your trial, the item stays free with no cost, only shipping and handling. It is a monthly membership for that item. We can apply 35% discount if you like to continue with the account.
No, I'm telling you, I don't want the item, and I don't want the $49.97 out of my account. I want when the item comes, since you said it's already been shipped, I want my money back. I did not approve for any of the $49.97 to be deducted out of my account.
When you place the order, you agree that you're 18 years and older and have read the full terms and agreements. If you don't accept that quote, we would have never billed you the shipping and handling. We can't stop a shipment when it has already been sent out, and we have a strict no return policy. Due to terms and policies, ma'am, that you agree upon. That if you did not want to get billed the retail price of the item, that you were going to call in that 48-hour to cancel the account. You call in the same day you placed the order?
Oh, no. It wasn't anything on there about
I'm looking at your IP address where you placed the order, and I'm seeing those terms and agreements.
Well, I'm looking at it also, and I don't see it. All I see is the 745.
You're looking at the confirmation?
Can you send me a copy of what I agreed to?
I can provide you with the website where you could go over the terms and policies, ma'am.
I want to see where I signed this.
You didn't sign. Nobody could sign online. You have to check the box, ma'am. Where you accepted terms and policies.
I accepted that I was, 18 and over.
And terms and policies. It's in the same quote. The charge stands valid due to terms and policies. If you'd like to continue with the account, we can apply a 50% discount.
No, I don't want to continue with nothing from you, period.
So the only thing that I could do is get your account canceled.
Yes, please do that.
You receive an email confirmation stating that your account is canceled. Is there something else I can assist you with?
My money back.
Just
and
to
you
recap,
get your option back.
The charge is valid. We have a no return policy.
I don't care. It's going to be sent back to you anyway. Return to sender. It's going to somebody.
It's going to get sent back to you because we have a strict no return policy, ma'am.